Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, as many of you know, in 2019, I had major heart surgery. I had three major blockages in the arteries in my heart. In order to get the blood flowing properly to my heart, the heart surgeon had to perform a triple bypass in which he rerouted the blood around the places that were blocked in my heart. This was accomplished by removing a vein from my leg and placing it in the areas of my heart that needed to be repaired. As the result of this major surgery, I have a number of body scars. I have a large scar from the top of my chest down to my abdomen. I have a scar where they took the vein out of my leg. I have scars where the drainage tubes were in my body. I have visible proof that I have some scars. Every time I wake up in the morning and stand in front of the mirror in the bathroom, I'm reminded that I have visible proof of what I went through in 2019. Now, if I did not tell you that I have some scars, you possibly wouldn't even know that I am scarred, because the scars are hidden beneath my clothes. You may not see them, but I know that they are there. And if I needed to prove to anyone that I am the Pastor Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, who had major heart surgery, all that I would have to do is pull my clothes off and show you my scars. Also, many of you know that I am on dialysis every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In order for me to receive dialysis, two 15-gauge needles are placed in my left arm, which removes excess fluid off my body and also cleans my blood of toxins. Because of 6 years of being stuck with 15-gauge needles in my arm, my arm is scarred. Every time that I wear a short sleeve shirt, my scar is revealed. Now, there are some of us who are present, watching, and listening today who, from our outside appearance, seems to be all right. And some of us have the nerve to act like everything is all right with us. We exude the outward appearance that we have no scars. We sing in the choir, shout, smile, and say the right things that will have most people believe that we are totally all right. But underneath the surface of our outside appearance, we are all scarred up. Scars from missteps that we made. Scars from someone else's actions that tripped us up and caused us to fall. All of us, if we live any time here on this planet called Earth, have some scars. Ask your neighbor, you got some scars? Now, just as we have physical scars, I want you to know that we can have spiritual and emotional scars. Anybody in here discover that life can scar you up? And you know what, Bishop Gilliam? I am very skeptical of church folk who act like they don't have any scars. Hear me good, New Providence. We don't live in a spiritual bubble that is trouble-free. Matter of fact, Jesus said himself that in this life you will have trouble. And you know what I've discovered? I have discovered that trouble produces scars. So if you have ever become acquainted with life's troubles, then I know that you have been exposed to some scars. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, we discover that Jesus, our Lord and Christ, has just been crucified. His hands and feet have been nailed to the cross. And check this out, friend. Even before Jesus is nailed to the cross, Jesus, the Bible tells us, suffers a brutal beating. Jesus was stripped of his clothing and beaten with a whip that had attached to it rocks, metal, and bone fragments. Even before Jesus hung on the cross, Jesus had some scars. Jesus' body is taken down from the cross, and he is buried in Joseph of Arimathea's new tomb. The Bible says it is now the first day of the week. And early in the morning, Mary Magdalene and other women came to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. But when they arrived, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the mouth of the tomb. The resurrection of Jesus by God the Father had taken place. Yes, Jesus had risen just like he said he would. When we get to verse 19 of John chapter 20, the Bible says that on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, that Jesus came, in other words, he appeared and stood among them in the room that they were locked up in and said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." I know somebody wants to know, Pastor, why were the disciples located behind locked doors? The book tells us they were locked behind closed doors because they feared the Jewish leadership. They feared that if Jesus was crucified by the Jewish leadership, that they would be next on the Jewish leaders' hit list. In other words, they were afraid of being the next candidates to receive some scars. Lord have mercy. I know on this side of Calvary, we boldly sing, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all this world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me." But if you and I were in the disciples' shoes, guess what? We would have been in hiding too. But, somebody say, but. Isn't it good to know that even though we sometimes lock ourselves up behind doors of fear, that Jesus can still get to us. And I'm so glad that when Jesus comes, he brings peace which devours fears. Can y'all stand 5 more minutes? The Bible says that Jesus came and stood among them in the locked room and said, "Peace be with you." And my brothers and sisters, isn't it good to know that when Jesus says peace, that there will, when he speaks peace, his peace can cause the storm and the trouble in our life to cease. Has Jesus ever spoken the words peace to you when you needed peace the most? Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And the Bible says that after Jesus spoke peace to his disciples in verse 20, that he gives them proof that it is really him and that he is truly risen from the dead. The Bible says he shows them his hands and side. In other words, New Providence and friends, Jesus shows them his scars. He gives them visible proof that just like him, that the disciples can live with their scars. See, Jesus knew that there were going to be some scar-filled days ahead in his disciples' lives. But he showed them that they could live with their scars as he lived with his scars. What, Pastor Wood, did the scars of Jesus prove to his disciples? I'm glad you asked. Jesus' scars proved his humanity. The scars proved that Jesus was 100% God, yet 100% man. They prove that he physically resurrected from the dead. They prove that as a man, Jesus felt pain just as we feel pain. Jesus suffered just as we suffered. And Jesus experienced trials just like we experience trials. By Jesus showing his disciples his hands and his side, he was giving them indisputable proof that they can live with their scars. What else, Pastor Wood? Jesus' scars proved to his disciples that there is nothing too hard for God. could raise up Jesus from the dead and leave the scars on Jesus to prove that he is truly risen, then even with our scars, God has the power to resurrect us from the dead places that show up in our life. You know, it's interesting to note that the resurrection brought Christ back to life, but it also left him scarred. Oh, Lord, y'all missed that. Just because we get new life in Christ does not mean that all of our scars will be obliterated. But even with our scars, we can live the abundant life. For Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now the Bible tells us that when Jesus showed up behind the locked doors and showed himself to his disciples, that the disciple named Thomas was absent from the fellowship. All of the other 10 disciples were present, but Thomas was AWOL. Thomas was missing in action. Now, I don't fault Thomas for not showing up. For Thomas had hoped that Jesus was the one who was going to bring national deliverance. And when Thomas saw Jesus die on the cross, Thomas became depressed, despondent, and discouraged. And come on now. Let's be honest with ourselves. If we would have been a follower of Jesus like Thomas was for 3 years, if we were hoping that Jesus was the Messiah and that he was going to set up his kingdom, and now he's dead, we might not have shown up either at the fellowship. Tell your neighbor, I know he's right. But the Bible says that after Jesus showed himself alive to the other 10 disciples, that all 10 of them testified to Thomas that they had seen the Lord. Somebody say all 10. All 10 of them had the same testimony. All 10 of them told the same story. They tried to persuade Thomas over and over again that they had seen the Lord. But Thomas told them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And let me say right here, sometimes it is good for us not to depend on secondhand knowledge to be our only point of conviction. Shall I say it again? Sometimes it is good for us to not depend on secondhand knowledge to be our only point of conviction. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that there are some things that you ought to want to know for yourself. Grandma's religion, mama's religion, daddy's religion was good enough for them. But you need to know Jesus for yourself. That's all I'm saying. Thomas wanted to see Jesus for himself. And he would not settle for secondhand testimonies. And the Bible says that a week later, Jesus' disciples were again in the house behind locked doors. But, somebody say but, this time, Thomas was there. Humor me a moment. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just give me a little time to get myself together. Thomas just needed a little time to get himself together. He gets himself together and comes back to the fellowship. Notice with me that Thomas is not gone for weeks, months, or years. Thomas absents himself from the fellowship for 7 days. And let me say to somebody watching and listening, don't let your time being absent from the fellowship, don't let it linger too long. Why? Because the more time you spend away, the easier it gets to stay away. Come on. Thomas shows back up and Jesus appears again. He speaks peace to them. And then Jesus turns his attention to Thomas. He says to Thomas, hey, Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And after Thomas touches Jesus, he cries out, my Lord and my God. And I stopped by New Providence Baptist Church to let somebody know that when you touch Jesus, you can't help but cry out, "My Lord and my God." We cry out because we know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would have never kept on living with our scars. Touching Jesus is to touch His scars. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that Jesus allows us to touch Him. Thank God that Jesus will allow you and allow myself, even with our scars, to reach out and touch Him. Thank God that I can live with my scars. My scars demonstrate to others that just as I am living with my scars, that you can live with your scars too. What are you saying, Pastor Wood? I'm saying when they see me praising God and giving God glory, even though I'm scarred up, they can say, if Pastor Wood can praise Him with his scars, there's no reason for me not to give God all the glory, God all the praise that He deserves. Is there anybody here who's not ashamed to say, I'll praise Him, I'll praise Him with my scars, I'll shout with my scars, I'll dance with my scars, because God has been good. He's been good. And I'm so glad that you and I can live with our scars. If Jesus lives today with His scars, we can live with our scars.
Come. We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.